John Dewey once said that if we teach today as we taught yesterday, we rob our children of tomorrow. This quotation sums up the basis for taking instructional technology for educators at Stockton. It's to learn how to incorporate technology into the classroom. As a future teacher, I will be responsible for creating engaging activities and lessons that will stimulate the minds of young children. They will be even more tech savvy than the generations before. Four projects that I truly enjoyed this semester include the making of my own blog, creating a Prezi, making a poster on Glogster, and recording my own podcast. Blogging was a successful way to record my thoughts and ideas. The Prezi showed me an excellent alternative to making a traditional PowerPoint. The Glogster poster allowed me to use my creativity in creating a visually stimulating poster that taught its own lesson. Lastly, the podcast. The podcast was a new and unfamiliar tool that utilized audio rather than the day-to-day visual stimulation. Four websites and tools that I have included in my personal learning network and enjoyed are Twitter, LiveBinders, Zoonal, and the use of the iPad 2 in the classroom. Twitter is a great networking site and allows you to follow big names in education. LiveBinders is an awesome organizational tool that filters websites based on your personal preferences. Zoonal was extremely interactive. It's an investigation-oriented activity that allows students to complete a project using the web. And the iPad 2, I've learned, although expensive, is an excellent way to communicate with nonverbal learners. It also offers thousands of educational applications. My Google Sites has allowed me to create a portfolio to showcase the work I've done using these tools. The best part about Google Sites is that it's free, not to mention it can replace a briefcase and a whole lot of paper. Overall, this class has made me realize that there is more to teaching than just pencil and paper. Technology will ultimately benefit our children, and it is our responsibility to keep up with it. After all, John Dewey said, if we teach today as we taught yesterday, we rob our children of tomorrow.